It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 27 January 2023. A new report from Media Research Center has exposed connections between billionaire financier George Soros and 54 prominent media figures. As documented by its authors, Joseph Vasquez and Dan Schneider, these include reporters, anchors, columnists, editors, news executives, and journalists. The highest-profile media figures revealed to have connections to Soros, often due to them sitting on boards of organizations he funds, pay attention, include CNN's Christiane Amanpour sits on the board of the Center for Public Integrity, a nonprofit investigative journalism group funded by Soros. NBC's Lester Holt, The Washington Post's Sally Busby, Associated Press Executive Editor Julie Pace, and Reuters Editor-in-Chief Alessandra Galani all sit on the board of the Committee to Protect Journalists, a Soros-funded organization that defends the rights of journalists. CBS's Margaret Brennan and CNN's Fareed Zakaria serve on the board of the massively influential Council on Foreign Relations, a Soros-backed think tank specializing in U.S. foreign policy. NBC's chairman, Cesar Conde, is on the board of the Aspen Institute, also a Soros-backed think tank. In recent years, it launched a commission to combat so-called disinformation and was implicated in the suppression of the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story in the recently released Twitter files. NPR's president and CEO John Lansing is connected by the direct funding Soros gives his publication. PolitiFact editor-in-chief, hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, Angie Dronbich-Holin, serves on the board of the International Fact-Checking Network, which has openly pressed Facebook to censor what it considers misinformation.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.